This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. This is your show. You dial in. Bring up anything, 800-259-9231. Otherwise, we talk about things that are interesting to us. Mark, where should we start tonight?
Well, pit bulls is where I want to start.
Pit bulls, one of the most, I think, maligned breeds of dogs out there.
Yeah, afraid so.
They really, I mean, really, as far as collectivism is concerned, the poor pit bulls get it the worst, don't they?
It seems like it.
One pit bull, a few pit bulls go out and bite somebody, and now all of a sudden every pit bull is a dangerous animal.
Yeah, the thing is, I don't know, you know, pit bull isn't really a breed, and, you know, not
what is
recognized by the American Kennel Club, which, as far as I'm concerned, is the only arbiter
well, wait a minute.
Of these things.
Why is pit bull not a breed?
Why is it not?
Just because the Kennel Club doesn't say
That's
they
great.
Are? Well, maybe they're just too snooty. For the pit bull. Maybe the pit bull is too much of an underling kind of a dog for them.
There's something called an American Staffordshire Terrier. I don't believe that's recognized by the AKC. But you know, that's a smaller version of what has become the pit bull today. You know, it's a type of dog. You really can't call it a breed. Well, it's difficult to say. Since there is no standard for what a pit bull is, then you... When you're standing in front of one, it's like that pornography definition.
I know one when I see one.
And I do know a pit bull when I see one.
Sure enough.
And I've met plenty of pit bulls that were fine, fine animals.
It's all about how the owner takes care of them.
It really is. So, let's see. This is from HonoluluAdvertiser.com.
But don't tell that to the pit bull bigots. They won't believe you.
No. Bill would ban owning pit bulls in Hawaii. But its chances are slim, fortunately. The recent attack on a police officer by a mixed breed pit bull terrier. This is a mixed breed pit bull terrier.
Most of them are mixed with something.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This isn't even a pit bull.
Right.
So at this point, you're going to be giving
DNA test.
What? I mean, who's going to decide what is a pit bull and what isn't? Has a renewed debate on whether these dogs, which have gained the reputation of being vicious and uncontrollable, have a place in society.
Wow.
Several mainland municipalities such as Denver, Maryland's Prince George's County, have banned the ownership of pit bulls following deadly attacks. San Francisco last year passed breed-specific legislation that mandates pit bull sterilization. In Hawaii, a measure has been introduced at the legislature that would prohibit the ownership of a pit bull. If approved, it would be a misdemeanor to own, possess, or sell these dogs. So now they're, you know, controlled substance, these animals.
What would happen to the people that currently have them? Would they be grandfathered in, or would they all of a sudden be in possession of contraband? Would have, like with a gun bill, you know, 2 weeks grace period to turn them in for slaughtering?
Do you think is there a grace period for possessing marijuana?
No.
If you own marijuana from before the marijuana stamp
act? I'm just asking.
No. This is it would be a misdemeanor to own, possess, or sell these dogs.
Wow.
So you see
kill your dog.
Right. It's really nice. Just to, you know, kill the dog. So if they can do it to pit bulls, they can do it to any dog.
Sure.
You know, I mean, when's the next person's going to be attacked by Rottweilers, then by Dobermans, then by Chihuahuas do a lot of biting too.
How about poodles?
So little dogs do biting too.
Yeah.
Quite a bit actually. Big dogs bite harder and, you know, do more damage, but little dogs bite more often.
Yeah.
So you know, where do you stop with this? If you're going to go after breeds,
let's go after cats. My cat bites me sometimes.
Yep. Yeah. Well, my cat will bite you too if you you know, allow him to. He enjoys doing that. So it's, you know, for one, you can't define what a pit bull is. Two, if you're going to go after pit bulls, then you're going to go after Rottweilers. You're going to go after Dobermans. You're going to go after all kinds of. Now, I didn't grow up with pit bulls, but I did grow up with Rottweilers and Dobermans. And some of them were the nicest dogs you've ever seen. And some people train their dog to be an attack dog. So.
Yep.
What are you going to do?
Well, apparently they're going to ban them, or if they get away with it, they will. And the article says that it's not likely, but why? It's been done elsewhere. And there's certainly precedent for the other governments. They mentioned Denver, other governments around the country to have gotten away with it.
This would be the first statewide ban, though, wouldn't it?
Oh, good
because
point.
Because the
point.
Municipalities have banned it, but not a state.
Yeah. That's correct.
Well, keep your eyes on it.
Yeah,
we'll find out.
They say it's not, the bill's probably is not a high priority right now, but you know, it, you never know with things like this.
I think it's so sad. I mean, can you imagine? You would be essentially engaging in civil disobedience for keeping the dog that you love. You would become a non-cooperative if you refused to give up your dog to be slaughtered by whomever it is that you'd have to do that. I guess you'd have to take it down to a vet or something like that and have it put down.
Yeah, you'd be a bad citizen.
And if you continued to possess your pit bull, which you might have loved for the last 10 years, you're a criminal? A misdemeanor, meaning up to a year in jail, I believe, in most places.
What about, right? What about strays? Because theoretically, especially with the cities that have banned this, if you have one particular municipality that's banned, say, pit bulls, you could easily have stray dogs crossing in from the, you know, the municipal line is just a line, especially in an urban area. So if you have a dog crossing from one neighborhood to the next, what do they do with the strays? Obviously, they're not going to put them up for adoption. Do they just put them down immediately?
I guess so. That's what they would exactly what they would do. But, you know, and
who thinks this is a good idea? 1-800-259-9231.
Yeah, please. I would love to hear somebody.
I've never heard anyone defend
makes,
this.
Makes no sense to me at
I've
all.
Never heard anyone defend this with the exception of, you know, whoever's quoted in these articles. Well, they're bad dogs. Well, no, they're not. I've had a pit bull and or a half pit or whatever the hell it was. It looked pity. It was a little puppy.
That'd be good enough for them.
And it would have turned into a fine animal. Unfortunately, it had some complications internally and it died. But it was fine, just like any other dog. So dogs, I think, are a reflection of their owners more so than anything else. Same thing with cats or a lot of other animals. I think that how you treat your animals is the number one factor in how they behave.
Yeah,
and who could deny that to be the truth?
Siegfried and Roy.
Unfortunately, you know, some people have picked the pit bull as an attack dog, and they do account for a disproportionate number of attacks, given the amount of pit bulls there in America. But that is a reflection of their owners, and it's unfortunate that, you know, people want to go after the dogs.
Right.
Why aren't they going after owners? If you actually had, well, you do have liability in place already. But it seems like they should go after the owners more harshly if they want to deter people from creating attack dogs.
Right.
That they obviously can't control. They trained an attack dog poorly, or they used it on purpose. But for the most part, it's people who create a vicious animal that's not actually trained. If you want to have an attack dog, that's fine with me.
Yeah,
but just train it correctly.
I've heard of people who put supposedly gunpowder in their dog's food in order to drive it, you know, make it mean and crazy.
What?
Well, I don't know about torturing the animal, but
purpose of torturing it. This is the purpose of making it mean. They wouldn't consider it torture. They'd consider it training.
Wow, I've never heard of that one.
Well, that if you listen to convicts, that's what they'll tell you. So I don't know much about that, but if you were going, if you like the idea of having a big vicious dog, you're not going to go out and buy a miniature poodle. You're going to buy a big vicious type dog. So
let's go to Dave in Athens, Ohio, listening to WAIS. Dave, how do you feel about all this?
Well, a friend of mine had a Rottweiler, and it was the sweetest dog you ever seen.
Oh my gosh, there's some folks around here that have a Rottie, and I love it. It's just so beautiful and so nice.
Yeah, I
so
remember
friendly.
A lot of times riding in the car when they passed, you see the dog's head sticking out, and it was getting excited because it saw people. It enjoyed people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep, nothing but a positive, friendly animal, but it all has to do with how they're taken care of. And how anybody could deny that is bewildering to me.
Yeah, the person rescued the Rottweiler as a puppy because the kids were being cruel to her as a puppy.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a shame how some people treat dogs.
It really is. And if you keep that up, then you are going to have a damaged animal on your hands. I mean, there's no doubt about that. If you beat a dog or you starve a dog, you're going to have an angry, vicious, unpredictable animal. Now, you mentioned offhand, and thank you, Dave,
right,
for the call. Mark, you mentioned offhand Siegfried and Roy, and certainly there are the few stories out there about an animal that snaps, about a well-trained animal that just one day just lashes out.
Well, tigers are wild animals, too.
That's true. If they're not domesticated.
They haven't been domesticated for, what, 20,000 years?
Yeah. So 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But those are very newsworthy stories because they don't really happen very often. More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Now, a revealing glimpse into the life of one of our most celebrated yet private novelists, John Grisham, author of the masterful new legal thriller, The Associate.
As John Grisham has said, everything I'm thinking about writing now is about politics or social issues wrapped around a novel. His knowledge of politics and issues was broadened by the fact that, while practicing law, Grisham was also a member of the Mississippi House of Representatives from January 1984 until September 1990, when he resigned mid-term. As he put it, "I realized it was impossible to make changes." Those years gave Grisham invaluable real-world experience in the machinations of politics that has helped to give his books the integrity of reality. For as he has also said, "All my books are based in some degree on something that really happened. There's an element of truth in all these books."
To learn more, visit jgrisham.com. If you thought Mitch McGeer was in trouble in The Firm, wait until you meet The Associate. Kyle McAvoy is a brilliant young attorney, a rookie associate at the world's largest law firm, but he also has a dark secret, one that falls into the wrong hands. He's coerced into taking part in a scheme that could send him to prison or get him killed, making his first case his last. The Associate, John Grisham at his pulse-pounding, page-turning best. Available January 27th, wherever books are sold.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Stop wasting your time struggling with everything you're trying to learn. Learning should be a pleasure, not torture. The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the training and tools you need to memorize any type of information quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise to get your body into shape, you need to exercise mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, guaranteed. Our course is not based on classic mnemonic techniques or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough and scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net and receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net. The time is now. Learn how to memorize entire books today.
Gentlemen, I know you need no reminder that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Obviously, you have the perfect gift in mind. Well, just in case you might know someone that may need some gift ideas, tell them about EnduringRose.com. We all know that flowers are a woman's favorite gift, but they only last a short time. EnduringRose.com has taken this gift and made it into one that will endure and last forever. Dipped in 24-karat gold, these real roses, single rose, or bouquets preserve your message of love for a lifetime. You can also shop for other ridiculously romantic gifts like jewelry and adorable stuffed animals. You can't go wrong at EnduringRose.com. Oh, and tell them there's a military discount and they can get free shipping on qualified orders. That website again is EnduringRose.com. EnduringRose.com or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. So if you want to keep up to date with what's going on with Free Talk Live, you should be on that list. Head over to updates.freetalklive.com, and you'll know first when we've got things to announce that are going on with the show. Updates.freetalklive.com. In fact, I sent out an update recently for the auction thing that we do every so often. We put our banners up on eBay on the website, and you can bid. In fact, there's one of them that's up there right now, and you can go to auction.freetalklive.com to place your bid. It's up to $51 at this current moment. Got a couple days left, and it's going to be for the third banner on the website, so you'll get it for an entire month. And you know about these things first if you're on the updates list. So, again, updates.freetalklive.com, and to bid on the auction, just go to auction.freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. We're talking about the state of Hawaii looking at a pit bull ban, making it a misdemeanor to possess, to breed, to something else, to deal with pit bulls in any way, shape, or form. Could become a criminal act in Hawaii. And I'm just wondering who out there possibly would agree with this. If you agree with the idea of banning ownership of pit bulls, I would love for you to explain why. 800-259-9231. We talked to you about what you want, and go to Walt in California. Walt, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Walt.
Hey, how's it going?
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, I actually have a little story about pit bulls. I am against banning them. I'm a teacher out here in California, and, you know, I try to always teach my students, always, you know, don't question the facts, always look into things before you make up your mind. And I used to be very anti-pit bull because I did buy the media bias.
Mm.
And he's a pit, one of my students was a pit bull breeder. And
a pit bull breeder, that's pretty unusual, isn't it?
Out in California, everyone thinks they're a breeder.
Interesting. Okay, go ahead with your thoughts.
So, you know, he got me interested in practicing what I preach, so I started looking, you know, first online, and actually purchased a book as well called The Pit Bull Placebo, which details, as far as media reports of vicious dog attacks. And the ironic thing is pit bulls is near the bottom of the list.
Really?
Even though they're one of the more popular breeds out here. And
what are at the top? Just out of curiosity, what are at the top? Do you know?
You were talking about them. Dobermans, German Shepherds, and, oh, the big burly ones.
Rottweilers, Mastiffs?
Yeah, Rottweilers.
Hmm. Okay. So and you're saying that that pit bulls actually on the list of dogs, considering how popular they are relatively low as far as their incidence of violence against their owners slash people that come near them.
Yes. And in those incidents that are reported that are pit bulls, turns out that most of them were either abused,
yep,
used as fighting dogs, or chained up, which that particular breed, the pit bull, they really don't like being chained up for too long.
Very interesting.
Very people-friendly.
And you said that was called The Pit Bull Placebo? Was it a book?
Yes, and I don't have the author's name because I actually have it at work. But
interesting.
Very interesting read on how the media has distorted that breed, among others.
I really appreciate you calling to share that information.
And I did. I was looking on Wikipedia about pit bulls, and I did dig up some information. The only place where I could find that they've had a pit bull ban and they've removed it was the Netherlands, and apparently they've supposedly lifted the ban. Well, they announced in June of 2008 that they were going to lift it by the end of the year. The Minister of Agriculture was saying that was because there hadn't been any reduction in dog bite incidents since they banned the breed, which had been in 93. So even over that period of time, you'd assume they'd kind of at least reduce the number of pit bulls with the ban.
That's
and
true.
It didn't affect the number of bites. So
great
not
call.
Effective.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. We continue. You can call about what you want. Ziggy in the UK. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ziggy. Ziggy?
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air.
Right, Mark suggested this might be a good call. How do I explain this? Back at New Year, you asked me if I had any resolutions I was going to make, and I said no at that time because I wasn't sure about this, but now I am. I'm becoming a girl.
Oh, well, all right. And what's that going to cost?
Well, it's going to cost me... I'm not going to have the full operation. The main reason...
Wait, what does that mean? The full operation would mean your penis would be...
You're
going
to have to spell this out. I have no idea.
Your penis would be removed, and they would create a vagina, essentially. So you're just going to go, what, halfway and just have your penis removed?
No, I'm going to have probably breast implants in the end. And, you know, all intents and purposes, look female.
Oh, wait. Okay, so when you say it's not all the way, you're going to create a vagina for yourself, but you're not going to do breast implants at that moment?
No, there is a term, shemale or ladyboy.
Pre-op transsexual?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Can you explain to me what that means? What am I missing here?
You still have...
Right. It means that you look female, but you still have, shall we say, a working penis.
Huh. Okay. So, how does that work exactly? How can you look female? You don't mean your genital area looks female. You mean that you're going to have breast implants and what else?
I'll grow my hair. I probably will take hormones. I can't take too many because I would lose potency. The main reason I'm not going the full way is because, believe it or not, you have to actually ask the government's permission to become a girl.
Interesting.
You need a letter from two consultant psychiatrists to get surgery.
Okay, so will you be able to go into the woman's bathroom?
Yes. But they wouldn't know. But as it goes, I've got a key for all disabled toilets in Great Britain. Disabled people get that. So.
Well, some people might notice that you weren't really a lady, but I think it's interesting. What was it that made you decide to go this route?
Well, I was diagnosed. The technical term for transsexualism is gender dysphoria. In fact, transsexualism is a simplified term. Gender dysphoria is a scale. Because not everybody wants to have surgery. I was diagnosed by a psychiatrist 6 years ago, and at that time I wasn't able to proceed. I just didn't feel ready. Now I'm in a position of strength. I feel like I can proceed, because you do have to have a lot of force of will. Now, there is an interesting story, which you might be interested about the psychiatrist who diagnosed me. He was the only psychiatrist in the private sector to go and visit, because you can get treatment via universal healthcare, but if you get treatment via universal healthcare, you have to want to go all the way. He was prepared to prescribe hormones if you wanted to stay pre-op, and he got lynched by the medical establishment for it, because he also did treat people who wanted to go the full way but weren't prepared to put up with the... basically, if you go through the universal healthcare system, you get bullied. You get told, this is how you should be. He wasn't prepared to do that. He felt that the patient knew best. He didn't.
Let us know how all this goes for you, Ziggy, and especially what it does as far as impacting your life and how you interacting with others and what your experiences are like when you make the change. I thank you for the call. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEFs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665, and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. A willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You've heard it, getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, and P.S., you'll lose some weight.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water store barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to bring up what you want is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is in here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. That's wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Have you been looking to spice things up in the bedroom or fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adameve.com. Get 50% off one item when you type in FTL at the offer code coupon checkout. Plus, your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. 50% off with offer code FTL at adameve.com.
800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls about what you want. It's Andy in Michigan. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andy.
Hi, guys.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to give you an update with the school bureaucracy here locally. I withdrew my son from the local school district and homeschooling him.
Excellent.
So in the last week now, I've gotten a letter from the principal of the school, and basically what she said was, because I wouldn't sign their paperwork at their manifestation meeting to say that firm a suspected disability.
Wait, to say that what's the suspected disability?
To confirm that there is a suspected disability.
With your son?
Right. And to initiate services.
So they suspected that your son was disabled. You would not confirm that your son was disabled, so therefore you did not, you rejected their so-called services?
Right.
Got it.
And so we withdrew our son from the schools after they, you know, had suspended him again for the last time, at least as far as I was concerned, you know. And so she sent me a letter today and says, well, since you didn't sign anything, I'm going to go back and I'm filing expulsion papers.
What does that mean?
Well, she's going to have him expelled from the school district anyway, even though I withdrew him.
So,
petty.
Yeah.
Petty.
So that's bad because it goes on his record or something like that, or what?
It doesn't. You know, I was mad about it at first, but then I thought, well, I'll go ask somebody smart. So I talked to my wife,
mm-hmm.
and she said that, you know, what's the problem here? They're doing exactly what we want them to do. Now they can't come after us for this or that because they expelled him.
Sounds like it. I see the advantages. The disadvantage is if something comes up, your life changes, you want to send your son back to public school for whatever reason, it's going to be a difficult thing. But
why would you want to do that?
Why would you?
Because your life would change in some
way.
Anyway,
I got another letter today by certified mail from the supervisor of the Department of Exceptional Children for the school district.
Okay.
It sounds like Professor X's school.
That's what they call special education now.
Got it.
Anyway, she said that she's trying to get me to sign this paper, and basically this ridiculous document, all it says is that they determined that there is a suspected disability, and we basically refuse to act on it and refuse to sign any of their paperwork. Would you please sign this paper that acknowledges that you did this?
You've refused. So sign this paper that acknowledges that you've refused to sign our other paperwork?
Right. And this, I thought about it. I'm like, how do I boil this down to something that the layman can understand? And what I came up with was this lady is worried about liability in her job. And she told me as much when I talked to her on the phone the one time. She wanted
how
me to come in and
sign liable?
Something.
She's not liable for anything.
She is concerned about being liable for failure to provide services for a suspected disability.
How could she be liable? I think she's BSing you. If she's a bureaucrat and she's claiming she's liable, she's lying, I think.
Well, it doesn't matter. And what I told her on the phone when she confronted me with this is, look, lady, I didn't take that job. You took that job voluntarily.
Yeah.
You know? What can I tell you? I don't have to sign anything. And I said, what are you going to do to me if I don't sign it? What will you do? Will you send somebody with a gun to come and make me sign it?
Good question.
Oh, no.
We would never do that.
No. She's worried. And this is how bureaucratized the society has gotten.
Well,
she's worried about being liable.
You know what it
is? In her job or financially. For failure to provide services for a suspected disability.
I don't know how liable she actually is. I think that's a BS line that she's feeding you just to get you to participate, just to get you to feel sorry for her as though you care about her career as a bureaucrat.
The letters keep coming. So obviously,
yeah.
they're somehow feeling like they really want me to participate on some level and. And,
this is typical of government bureaucracies. I mean, their paperwork is very important to them, and if they feel like they need your participation, they'll just keep sending you the paperwork because that's what they do is paperwork all day. These
administrators. Blanks and blanks need to be filled in. Yeah. They'll fill in any of this. They're just going to keep sending it until the blanks are filled in.
So I think she's BSing you. I think she just put that down there to make you think that you probably should do this for her sake, as though you cared about her.
Well, if I want to enroll my child in the school district next year or at any time, I have to call the magic bureaucrat who's the high school German teacher. So this high school German teacher either got to his job by glad handing or he went to college to learn how to run a bureaucracy, which is worse.
So your plan is to do nothing here, right? What are you going to do about this?
I'm going to educate my son. And we had to do the same thing last year, and I don't think I did as good a job as I could have done. But over the last year, and all the ideas that have come to me by listening to this and to GUARD and to all that other stuff has made me realize how important that teaching self-reliance and self-responsibility to my kid is to.
Can you see, I mean, Mark said earlier that, something might change in your life. You'd have to bring your kid back to government school. What could you see possibly what kind of changes in your life could possibly drive someone who's made the decision to pull their children away from the government schools to go back? I can't see
I don't know, dude. I already don't sleep.
Wouldn't you do virtually anything you could? Wouldn't you do virtually anything you could to keep your son out of those government schools again?
I already do.
I can appreciate that, but you know, I thought about some contingencies now that I have a child. And what if you know, my wife got into an automobile accident and somehow the child wasn't in the car with her and or survived the accident and she didn't or something like that. So I'm single parent.
I would bet you anything that there are probably several dozen people within 100 miles of you that would be only too happy to supervise and educate your child while you had to perform certain duties in your life, and they wouldn't care about how it was regulated or, you know what
I'm saying? The homeschooling community.
This is where we get back to a private market solution.
Yep, and there's a whole homeschooling community already that they do help one another out with, you know, if one parent has expertise in a certain area, then they are sort of used as a tutor for a lot of the other kids that the parents may not be as knowledgeable in those areas. And plus, it's also my understanding that a lot about homeschooling is kind of getting the basics down, and then once that's done, the youngster can go and learn on their own pace and learn the things that they're most interested in. And that does, to me, that doesn't sound like it takes a whole lot of parental involvement once you get past a certain point, beyond just being a facilitator and, you know, driving them somewhere if they need to go somewhere, that sort of thing.
Well, we'll put it this way. My boy is 6 years old, and I don't think that the first grade teacher at the government school is going to teach my son Newton's second law of thermodynamics, but I am.
Awesome. Thank you for the call tonight. Really appreciate your story, and keep us in the loop as far as your interactions there and your experience in the world of homeschooling.
Seems like the homeschool kids are always the ones that are educated best. And, you know, they seem to win all the little contests and stuff.
Right. I mean, it's just imagining. I mean, I'm not a father. You are. I can't even imagine as being a father pulling my son out of these government indoctrination camps and then having to put them back in essentially the box. That's a terrible idea, and I think that you would do anything you could, Mark, to avoid that situation.
I would.
All right, more on the way. You can bring up what you want. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the problem to return? Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home.
Call 888-629-9903 and sign up today. That's 888-629-9903.
My computer works. Does yours?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses 2 high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Pac-Light comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote the show. Help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. Get a full list of the things you can do. Most of them are completely free. That's promote.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls, it's Indy in Connecticut. Indy, you're on Free Talk Live.
To your last caller, I would recommend don't even get your kids involved in the public school process in the first place. My kids, when they hit 4 or 5, we go strictly private, keep the government out of my business, and they can't diagnose you or throw any bones your way, so to speak. But the reason I called was the first medical marijuana drug raid occurred on Obama's watch on January 24th in Lake Tahoe, California.
We talked about that. And the excuse, I believe, on the behalf of the Marijuana Policy Project was that, well, this isn't Obama. It's some holdovers from the Bush administration. So what we need to do is we need to email or send some letters to the president and ask him real nicely to go ahead and change up the DEA so this doesn't happen anymore. So they still believe that Obama is going to somehow stop this.
Obama's going to change it.
Apparently he did pledge to do something to that. Apparently he did say something about stopping it. I'm not sure. I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but they really believe he's going to do something, and they're just making excuses at this point.
All right. I actually believe that, too. I don't believe in the Obama change message and all the other rhetoric, but I do believe that he's going to respect states' rights to respect medical marijuana laws where and if they exist. So I just want to bring that up again and tell you guys that it can't hurt to tell your president what you demand.
Well, then he's not my president, and nor was the last guy, so I really am not going to waste my time with that.
The listeners may very well think it's a good idea, and I can
except
see.
For the fact that his number one question on his change.gov website was, what about legalization of marijuana? And his answer was a very short, very terse, simple answer, and that was, President Obama does not support legalization.
So I've got a question here. What about the people that support medical marijuana want to get in contact with Obama, and they're very big on medical marijuana? Are those people going to support the people that want marijuana recreationally? I mean, wouldn't it be
not all of them?
No, they wouldn't. What's that?
I do.
I understand you do, but and when you talk to when you send whatever missive it is that you send to Obama or his administration or whatever, are you going to say we should legalize marijuana, or are you going to say you should stop doing raids on medical marijuana establishments, or both of those things?
Baby steps in my case. respect states' rights, respect their laws, and then take it legislatively to the next step as it's necessary.
Well, I can appreciate the baby steps, but now as, say, a marijuana activist who wants to, you know, see it legalized everywhere, what's my motivation to help you with your goal?
Believe in my right to do what I want when I want. I don't smoke medical marijuana, but I respect other people's rights to do so, and it transcends all of my personal rights. And okay. That message can be shared pretty clearly. I just don't have the thought to do it right now.
Well, I understand that you know that you have the right to do that, and I concur completely. I'm just wondering if you want the support of other people to contact Obama, you know, and I think it's not a bad idea. But if you want that, don't you think that when you contact him, that you should say something like, "I support everyone's right to, you know, use marijuana if that's what they choose to do."
It might water down my message, actually, Mark.
Yeah, I agree. I agree that it would, but then, you know, that begs my other question is, why, you know, why is it that a regular marijuana activist would want to help you with medical marijuana activism?
I think most of them would.
I can answer the question
for
Indy.
It's a step in the right direction.
It's a step in the right direction. I think most marijuana activists would absolutely support leaving the medical marijuana establishments alone in the various different states that have legalized it. So I think that, yes, it's fine. I have no objection to helping the medical marijuana movements. I just don't really care to send anything to this guy because I don't really feel like he's going to give a flip. So, I mean, I know how these representatives behave in Washington, D.C. They don't give a flip what you think. So why would Obama care? So I guess we'll see. And I'm sure he's getting plenty of emails. And time will tell as to whether or not the DEA raids stop. And I'm glad you called tonight, Indy, and thank you for bringing that up. 800-259-9231. Hard for me to be optimistic considering his answer on the legalization question.
He did say, though, essentially, I don't remember the exact wording, but he said something to the effect that, yes, if I'm president, I'll stop the federal raids on medical marijuana clinics or facilities in states where it's legal.
He said
that pretty explicitly.
Didn't he run on a platform of peace, too?
He did.
Are there people dying from big bombs being dropped on them in Pakistan today?
Yep.
Okay,
and he ordered that. Yeah, I don't know why a lot of people expected him to actually follow through on his campaign promises.
Hey,
but
everybody, politicians lie.
Yep.
Obama's not going to change crap.
Mm-mm. Same old, just a few new faces. 800-259-9231. Oh, and you know what? It's kind of, since we're talking about politicians, the Hillary Clinton appointment thing. If you needed any more evidence...
It's not even a few new faces. It's one new face.
Right. If you needed any more evidence that it's a good old boys club and that they're all getting along up there in Washington, D.C., scratching each other's backs, just look at how many people voted for Hillary Clinton to be the Secretary of State. In the Senate, it was all but two.
I think it was like 94-2. A couple guys probably weren't there.
Some
that
people
day.
Weren't there, exactly. It was all but two senators who voted in favor of Hillary Clinton to be the Secretary of State. But they're not even putting up the pretense of being enemies anymore.
And if you listen to the Republicans, I've heard the House leaders and other Republicans speaking, and they're essentially saying, I've heard a message of basically, well, we don't want to be the party of no, and we're not going to be partisan, and we're not going to, we're going to work together with the president, and we're going to give him some input. Basically, the Republicans are scared, and they is the impression I got, and they feel that, well, if we don't go along to get along, we'll lose our seats, which is what they care about.
Is it the House or the Senate?
As
the House leadership, you might as well, because, you know, or not. It doesn't really matter what you do, I guess, because you don't have enough votes for anything to matter. As the Senate, you know, I would think that they would need, it would seem to me that they would want to be the party of no, because they have just enough seats apparently to stop.
But you
but
don't understand
don't care to stop it.
Right. Well, here's what they want. What they want is if they don't have enough seats to do anything in the House, then they have to supplicate themselves as much as possible so they can basically bring their bills forward and scratch their friends' backs still. They still want to be able to do politics, which is helping their friends and punishing their enemies. And so they know that if they're friendlier to the Democrats that are in charge, they know that there's a higher likelihood that some of those Democrats will go ahead and vote in favor of the bills that they submit. So that's basically what they're doing, isn't it? I mean, they're essentially saying, look, we're buddies, we're pals. bills. You're gonna vote for our bills too, right? Because we're gonna help you out. I mean, we're behind John Hillary and we're behind you over here. And just get behind some of our legislation and everything will be fine. I mean, isn't that essentially what's going on?
I think part of it is trading support for legislation. I think another part of it is that the American people in general, as a generalization, a lot of them don't like politicians who say no. They're of the opinion that the government can and should fix every problem, and they would do it if only everybody on Capitol Hill agreed.
Work together.
Right.
They need to work together. And that's what people say. The last thing I want is the politicians working together. But
a lot of people will demand that they work together, especially when you have now a minority party. If they're managing to stop legislation, people are going to say that they're part of the problem, the economy is still bad because Republicans are saying
this is something I struggle with, Nick. I want to be able to say that, like Rush Limbaugh does, that people are, the general public is smart and that they'll make the right decisions. And
I think they can make their own decisions for their own life.
I think they can make their own decisions best because they have the feet on the ground. They have the most real-time information, about what's going on
and
in their lives.
They know what they want.
They know what their motivations are. Yeah. They're the best ones to make those choices. However, many people would disagree with me on that point. But I swear, what I really think is that people are idiots. Like, that's what I think.
A lot of people are. And a lot of people just don't care. But a lot of people are just not... They're not with it. I don't think they're really taking an objective view of what goes on in Washington.
Most people aren't looking at why. You mean of the people that actually pay any level of attention?
Because
most people, I don't think, are paying any attention.
Of the people who pay attention, I think a lot of them just swallow the rhetoric.
But more than half of them voted for the president. Not that I think that the president, it was supposed to be an office that just sort of enforced the laws. It's turned into basically a king at this point. But
I think a lot of the people that, Mark, you're calling stupid, I think they could be much more intelligent on these issues, but the government has an interest in keeping them in the dark. We can continue. We can continue this an hour or two. 800-259-9231 plus we'll take your calls about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
There is growing.